Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
How to Apply Bronzer the Correct Way by Wendy Rose Gould. Bronzer is one of those bonus makeup items that can sometimes end up neglected at the bottom of a makeup bag. Yet, when applied well, it consistently delivers the most wow-worthy results with very minimal effort required. If you're a bit intimidated by bronzer, we're here to instill some confidence. We asked professional makeup artists for a step-by-step rundown on how to apply bronzer the correct way so you can look glowy and gorgeous without fail. Celebrity makeup artist Sarah Egan notes, "Bronzers are an easy way to add a beautiful glow to the skin without the risks from sun exposure, like sunburn or even skin cancer. Bronzers come in a variety of forms, sticks, creams, and powders, and are typically formulas with some shimmer. Though often conflated, bronzer and contour aren't necessarily the same thing. While bronzer lends a sun-kissed effect, celebrity makeup artist Brian Cantor explains, contour is meant to enhance the bone structure by creating or deepening shadows. The products are fundamentally different, too. While bronzer has orange and golden undertones with some built-in shimmer or radiance, contour has gray undertones and a matte finish to help mimic a shadow. Powder bronzers are applied with a big fluffy brush and blended in. Cantor says, be sure to set your liquid and cream products first before applying your powder bronzer to avoid a patchy, uneven finish. Cream or gel bronzers are ideally applied with clean fingers, a makeup sponge, or foundation brush and blended well. Cantor says, if you are applying a cream, liquid, or gel bronzer, apply it before powdering and blend the edges with the leftover product on your foundation brush or sponge for a seamless finish. Thanks for listening. Check back tomorrow or go to realsimple.com for the latest.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.